If the Lord has been faithful to you this week, lift up your voice and bless his name. Give him praise, give him glory, thank him, celebrate him for his good hand over you. Thank him. From the beginning of the week till this hour, we have seen the faithfulness of God. We have seen his glory. We have seen his blessings. Father, we say thank you. It is a good thing to give thanks unto your name, O Most High. Lord, we are grateful to you. We bless your name. Even for what you are set to do in our midst tonight, we say thank you. Is somebody still thanking the Lord? Thank him because his word is coming tonight. That word is coming to liberate us. It's coming to deliver us. It's coming to set us free. It's coming to set us upon our high places. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you glory. Speak to us tonight again. Spirit of the living God, speak to us and let our lives take a new turn. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' great name, we have prayed. And let the people of God shout a bigger amen. Amen. Father, by your word tonight, we ask, set everyone upon their high places. That which you have ordained for everyone here, let it be delivered speedily. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your wonderful hands together for the Lord and please have your seat in his presence. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That remains the prophetic focus for the month. And this evening we continue in our teaching, understanding how God leads. Understanding how God leads. I'd like to assure you that your coming tonight will not be in vain. The God of this great commission will put a smile on your face before you leave in the name of Jesus. God's leading is crucial to the success of the believer. In this kingdom, until you are led by God, there is no way you can succeed in life. I'd like us to understand tonight that life is not a product of luck. There is nothing like luck in life. As you make your bed, so you will lie on it. God's leading is the highway to our high places. God's leading. There is no great man anywhere. Any man you see accomplishing great feats is a man and a woman that is being helped by this great God. And I have the assurance that this month God will help you. I say God will help you. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. The Lord thy God will set thee on high. Not your office. Not your uncle. The Lord thy God will set thee on high on one condition. If you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God and observe to do all. How many? How many? It's not a selective thing. If you will hear God and follow his ways, sir, I can tell you confidently, there is a place for you at the top. Praise the name of the Lord. Last week, I got a call from one of my friends that we enrolled in Bible school together in the year 2002. I lost touch with him many years ago, but somehow last week we were able to talk, and he began to tell me how that he derailed for 20 years. He became a pastor after we left the Bible school, thinking that God called him. And he was in Abakaliki for 20 years. He set up a church. He was moving from pillar to post. At the end of the day, according to his testimony, the government came and demolished that church where he established. Today, he has discovered God's original plan for his life, and he's an estate agent in Abuja now. According to him, for 20 years, he never saw anything good. But just relocating to Abuja and doing that estate business, he has purchased a land in Abuja within 1 year. 20 years he struggled. 20 years he struggled because he was out of God's radar. Hear me, people of God. There is nothing like luck in life. If you will only discover God's plan for your life and follow his leading, I can assure you, sir, you will soon arrive at the top earlier than what many people have been expecting. It is my prayer that this month, God's original plan for your life shall be discovered. It was God that led Gideon forward. And Gideon emerged a one-man deliverer of Israel. One-man army, sir. Just by the leading of the Lord. Not by military might. God just telling him exactly what to do. If you will discover God's plan for your life, I can tell you, sir, things will work at a frequency nobody will be able to understand. I once met a lady in one of the churches where I was privileged to pastor way back in Okene. She trained as an engineer. But she couldn't get a job immediately she left university. And then she began to sell moi moi in this bucket, transparent bucket. She was hawking it as a graduate. The year 2004. She only did that for just about 1 month when she got a very big job in Julius Berger, sir. And from there, her destiny took a new turn. Today, my God, it's a different story altogether. Just discovering God's plan. This month, God's original plan for your life will be discovered. And as you begin to follow his leading, God's glory shall be revealed upon your life. If you are the one I'm talking to, let me allow this, amen. All our activities in God's house, our praying, our fasting, our serving in one unit or the other, our giving, all of them are programming us to hearing the voice of the Lord. Hear me, as a Christian, if you are not hearing God, you are not different from an unbeliever. If you are not hearing God, I can tell you, you will be suffering on earth. If you are not hearing God, if you don't know how to hear God, the devil will be eating you for breakfast. All our activities is designed to hearing from the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It's important for us to understand how to hear God. For those who are not in this circle, they may try life through trial by error, not children of God. If you are a believer, a Christian, you are to be taking definite steps in your business, in your career, in your marriage, concerning your finances. You are to be taking definite steps. Why am I saying so? Not every door that opens in your life is God's doors. There are doors that will open to you that when you step into that door, everything in your life can go down in one day. Everything can be wrecked in one day. That's why the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, Proverbs 16, verse 25, the same thing, spoken, verbatim. And I know that God is not a stammerer. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It seems right, but it may not be right. It seems right by human calculation, but it may not be right. Praise the name of the Lord. I met a sister one time way back in Afikbo. I just came into the church and she came to greet me. Of course, I didn't know her before. And she told me that she wanted to get married. I said, oh, that's wonderful. That's a good plan for everybody to be married, you know. Okay, so who is the man you want to marry? He said, oh, the young man, I will bring him later. And then we introduce ourselves and all of that. So she left. Not few hours after then, I saw a young man just passing by. And the Holy Spirit told me, "Say, that's the young man that wants to marry that sister that came to see you." So they came some few minutes after and introduced the young man to me, that this is the man he wants to marry. And I told her, "This is not your husband." "Ah." She said, "No, we have prayed, we have fasted, we have done everything. We have even printed the card." I said, "That's not what I'm saying. This is not your husband." "Ah." She was just talking and looking at me. I said, "Pastor, we have concluded." I said, "No problem. It is well with you. Go in peace." Now, they wanted to get married in our church. And by reason of what they were doing, I was not the resident pastor. I was the assistant pastor. And I said, "Since I'm the one heading the marriage committee, this marriage will not hold in this church." "No, sir. It will never happen." So they went to another church to do the marriage. Came back to our church for Thanksgiving. "Sir, 8 months after I was transferred out of that church, I went on foreign mission. By the time I came back, I came to Canaan land in the bookshop. And this lady ran to me." Oh, she had changed already. "How are you?" She said, "Oh, Pastor, can you imagine? Look at what happened to me. That time you left, it was God that delivered me." I said, "What happened?" He said, "Just 3 months after you left, sir, we were sleeping in the room one night, and my husband brought a dagger to stab me. It was the Holy Ghost that opened her eyes immediately." She ran. The mother of the young man was waiting behind for them to use this lady as a sacrifice. People of God, you need divine empowerment, sir. She left that marriage, and today she has remarried, and her destiny has begun to move. She couldn't pick spiritual signals. She came to my house a day before the wedding that I should pray for her. I said, "What kind of prayer do you want me to pray?" "It's not possible. This, hear me, sir, God will never confirm what he has not commanded. He will never bless it." I said, I told her, "Well, I'm not one of those pastors. I know God told me this is not your, so what do you want me to do?" "It is only the wedding ordained by God is the one that man should not put asunder." Is somebody hearing me now? If you join yourself to somebody whom God has not joined you to, suffering and smiling becomes the order of the day. That will not be your portion. Divine direction is very, very fundamental. Hear me, you cannot be led if you don't know how to hear from God. Understanding how God leads is important. Where you will stay, who you will marry, the place you will walk, when to travel, the children you will have, all of this requires divine direction, sir. All of them. If divine direction is so important, how do I assess it? How do I assess divine direction? Number one, through the witness of the Spirit. That means you must be born again. If you are not born again, you can't be led by God. How? God is a spirit. And when he wants to speak to us, he speaks to our spirit. He does not speak to the flesh. The flesh can never, ever understand, comprehend God. He speaks to our spirit. The spirit is what makes man, man. The moment the spirit departs from man, man is a dead person. So anytime God wants to speak to you, he speaks to your spirit. Remember, in the beginning when God created man, he created man from the clay and he put his spirit in man. And he said, man is made in the image and in the likeness of God. So what makes man, man is the spirit of God in man. And so that spirit needs to be activated. The way you have your mobile phone and the SIM card is there, if you don't activate that SIM card, that phone can never operate. Am I speaking? The same way, the spirit of God that is in you must be activated. It must be consciously activated. Because the spirit of God searches the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. You need to have that witness of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8 verse 14 to 16. The Bible says there, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry what? Abba Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. That is, the Spirit of God is also bearing witness with your spirit that we are the children of God. The Spirit inside of you. You must consciously develop the Spirit. How do we receive God's guidance? Number two, through prayer of inquiries. Through prayer of inquiries. Should I go? Should I not go? I told somebody last week, I said one of the best way, the cheapest way to know God's leading, to get the answer to anything you are asking of the Lord, is to ask Him questions. When you don't ask God questions, you are not qualified for an answer. Should I go, O Lord? David took advantage of this. And from time to time, he was always asking the Lord which way to go. That is why David never lost any battle. Not because he was an expert. He allowed the Lord to be leading him all the way. He allowed the Lord to be leading him all the way. He was sharing his testimony in the book of Psalm chapter 16. And look at what David said there. Psalm chapter 16, verse 8. He said, I have set the Lord always before me. Is it sometimes? Is it sometimes? Always before me. And because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. I have set the Lord always in all your ways. Acknowledge him. Proverbs 3:5. In all your ways. Not some way. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. He will direct thy path. I see God directing your path from today. You will not take any wrong step anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 18 to 22, get when you read it, David was being ravaged by the Philistines, and the Bible said, David inquired of the Lord, saying, should I go up against them? Will I defeat these people? And the Lord told him to go after them. The second time they came again, should I go after these people? The Lord said, don't go this time. You see, that he won the first time is not a guarantee that he will win the second time. The second time, God gave him another strategy. There is always a strategy when you ask the Lord. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, he said, call upon me and I will do what? I will answer thee. I will show thee great. God doesn't show small things. Great and mighty things that thou knowest not of. Call upon me. Ask him questions. Ask him questions. Lord, among these brethren that have shown up to marry me, which of them is the one you are asking me to marry? Ask the Lord. Don't just be moved by the things you see, sir. There are days you want to travel. Ask the Lord first. You only have one life. There's no spear. Any man who does not have a spare tire does not drive rough. Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. A young man once traveled all the way from Jos to Kaduna. His brother was getting married in Kaduna. And as he was going that day, his spirit was heavy within him. Even before then, the wife already told him that the way you are going, I have a strong feeling in my body that you should not embark on this journey. He said, what do you mean? My younger brother is getting married. If they don't see me there, what do you think people will think about? Even him knew that there was something deep preventing him from going. But all the way, he still went. And he went for that journey, never returned. Never returned, sir. As they were going, he had an accident, he died. The marriage still took place, so that same day. They didn't postpone it. He lost his life free of charge. You won't lose your life cheaply. How can I hear the leading of the Lord? Number three, through praise and worship. It's one major way. Isaiah 30 verse 29 and 30. You shall have a song as in the night, when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And then verse 30 says, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Ooh. And the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The voice of the Lord is full of power and majesty. Man, when you hear God's voice, there is peace. People of God, I'd like to let you know tonight, each time you are asking God any question, don't be in a hurry. You can't rush the king. The king speaks at his own pace, not when you want. You ask God a question, good. Be patient enough to hear from him. And hear me tonight. Anytime you ask God a question and you don't hear anything from him, he has spoken. Silence is also a voice. It means stay where you are. Don't move from that place. That thing you are doing, just stay there. That's the meaning of that silence. Don't take silence for approval. Is somebody hearing me tonight? Anytime you ask God a question and God is mute, it means stay there. Stay there. Silence is also a leading. If he wants you to go left, he will tell you left. If he wants you to go right, he will tell you right. The reason why he's mute is because that is not his will. Remain there until you hear a contrary voice. Praise the name of the Lord. You won't miss your steps, though. I say you won't miss your steps. What are the biblical proofs of being led by the Spirit? Very quickly, number one, it stirs unstoppable drive. It brings unstoppable drive in you. Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 to 17, Paul sharing his testimony. He said, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. I did not confer with flesh and blood. People of God, hear me tonight. Anytime God speaks to you, it's not for debate. Whatever God speaks to you is not subject to human analytical reading. There's no point sharing with your friend. This is what God told me. What are you thinking? God's word is for implementation. It's not for debate. It's not for debate, sir. There is nothing God has ever told me that I told my wife. I'm just informing her for information's sake. I'm not informing her to ask what she thinks. No. It's for your information. That thing he told me is for implementation, sir. You don't need to like it. Hear me today. God told me at the beginning of my journey, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. My way and your way will never align. Is somebody hearing me tonight? This is where you want to go, but this is where God is asking you to go. God's ways are higher than our ways, sir. My prayer is that this month, that step you will take that will lead to your generational breakthrough, you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. Number two, what are the benefits of divine direction? One, enjoys divine protection. When God is leading you, he protects you in the way. There's no evil attack. When God is directing your step, forget kidnappers. Forget hired assassins. When God is the one leading you, he goes ahead of you to make the crooked places straight. Joel chapter 2, reading verse 7 and 8. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. They shall march everyone on his ways, and they shall not break their rank. Neither shall one trust another. Hey, they shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, what will happen? They shall not be wounded. Power. People of God, my prayer that this year you are going to align with God fully in the name of Jesus. All this spaghetti Christianity, Indomie Christianity, it won't take you anywhere, sir. Be rooted in God. Be rooted. Dangerously rooted in God. Man, when you are rooted in God, forget witches and wizards. I don't care where they are coming from, sir. They won't be able to touch you. Is somebody hearing me now? There is nothing mystical about life. Unbelievers are doing charm. They go to their herbalist. They patronize them seriously. Because you can't do that. Join yourself to God dangerously. Aradite yourself to God. Why? The world is becoming much more wicked than before. You need God more than ever before now, sir. There are demons everywhere in your office. They are greeting you, sir. But many of them are witches and wizards. If they have their way, they kill you, sir. The reason why they have not been able to touch you is the protection of God upon your life. upon your children. No evil will come your way. Anyone that attempts you from today, God will smite them. Anyone that digs a pit for you, the same person will fall into it. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. In closing, Exodus 23 verse 20. Behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Ah! Man, I love the way God operates. Sir, if you follow God there, you will know that the devil is very cheap. If you truly follow God, unfortunately, many are pretending to follow God. That's why you hear a lot of evil against some believers. It's not that God is wicked. There are people who are in church, but they are not in touch. Is somebody hearing me now? Many. I'd like you to divorce yourself from such fellow today, sir. I don't want you to just hang around here. I'd like you to be fully immersed in God. When you are fully in God, sir, you will know that the devil is nowhere to be found. Rise up on your feet. It's a new day for you. I say it's a new day for you. By this communion you are taking tonight, anyone that attempts your life will go for you. He said, touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. Man, God is not a civil servant. Oh, no, sir. God is not a man that he should lie. In my little walk with God, sir, I've seen things. And it's what is making me to move closer to God. Nothing more. Not position. There's nothing in position, sir. It's power we are talking about. Is somebody hearing me now? Of what use is it that you are somewhere and you don't have power? There's no point. And power is not a matter of stature. No. It's a function of your connectivity. Is somebody hearing me now? Job was not a pastor, yet God's presence was domiciled where he was. He was a businessman. The presence of God was with Job. So I'm not talking about position. I'd like you to know tonight that your being connected to this commission is going to lift you forever in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray tonight. But before then, you are here, you are not born again. I'd like to pray specially for you. If you are not born again, there is no way, sir, under heaven you can hear God. There is no way. There is no way. There is no way. If you are not born again, you may have been coming to church, but if you are not born again, you cannot hear God. Don't deceive yourself. You cannot. So you want to give your life to Jesus wherever you are, just place your hand on your chest. I'd like to lead you to Christ this night. Wherever you are, you want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want him to lead you. I did that over 23 years ago and life has been very, very sweet for me. I'm moving at God's pace. You want to give your life to Jesus? Place your hand on your chest. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight as a sinner. Wash me with your precious blood. Let all things pass away and let everything become new. I confess you today as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Now I know I'm born again. Amen.